Senate will be in session. Members and guests, please rise for the invocation by the chaplain of the Senate and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
If you pray, please pray with me. Again, God, would you use General Colin Powell's words to challenge us to pursue your kingdom? He wrote, "The day your people stop bringing their problems to you is the day you have stopped leading them. They've either lost confidence that you can help them or concluded that you do not care. Real leaders are accessible and available. So, God, make us such leaders. Could we be part of a culture that perpetuates not pride or indifference, but love and respect? I humbly ask in your name. Amen."
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, I'll take the roll. I don't believe Senator Esp is on there. I don't see him on the screen. So let's put him as excused, and then if I hear back from him.
Mr. President, 49 members are present. One is excused.
Quorum is present. The Senate is ready for business. Go to order business number 2, reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, we are Committee on Local Government. Report that Senate Bills 174, 211, and 231 do pass as amended. Senator Harry Goth, your chair. Mr. President, we are Committee on State Administration. Report that Senate Bill 222 do pass and that House Bill 159 be concurred in. Senator Doug Carey, chair. Mr. President, we are Committee on Taxation. Report that Senate Bill 182 do pass as amended. Senator Brian Hoven, chair.
Without objection, the committee reports are adopted. Without objection, we'll go to our business number 5, some messages from the other House.
Mr. President, I'm directed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the following House bills were on this day, read 3 sole times and passed, title and history agreed to, and their hearth transmitted to the Senate for concurrence. House Bill 207, Durham. House Bill 218, Hopkins. House Bill 276, Cafaro. House Bill 303, Casmire. House Bill 325, Usher. House Bill 365, Trebus. House Bill 383, Usher. That House Bill 322 is on this day, read 3 civil times and passed. The bill is herewith transmitted to the Senate. This bill, requiring adoption by affirmative roll call vote of 2/3 of the entire legislature, is transmitted to the Senate with the following vote: Aye 77, nays 22. Respectfully, Carolyn Cheetah, Chief Clerk of the House. That is all, Mr. President.
Order business number 6, first reading and commitment bills.
Mr. President, Senate Bills 310 through 325 are introduced, read first time, and approved at committee. House Bills 207, 218, 276, 303, 325, 365, 383, and 322 have been introduced, read first time, and referred to committee. Senate Bills 306, 307, 309 have been referred to committee. That is all, Mr. President.
Order business number 7, second reading of bills. Majority Leader Smith.
President, I move the Senate resolve itself into the Committee of the Whole for consideration of business on second reading.
For the motion of Senator Smith, all those in favor say aye. All opposed, no. The ayes have it. I appoint Senator Kerry, Chairman of the day.
Members of the Senate, please be in order. A couple of housekeeping pieces this morning. As we have a lot of folks on Zoom, I asked that you do not, when you start speaking, you do not have to ask permission of the chair to speak to the amendment or to speak to the bill. Just once you're recognized, go on. The only thing you do have to go through to the chair is if you're asking for a point of personal privilege or a question of someone. So with that, and also I ask the Zoom participants and the coordinator to please speak out if there's trouble voting and whatnot. I have trouble seeing the monitor over here. As we speak, I have it here also, so it shouldn't be quite the inconvenience, but do speak out if I don't see you and you have your hand raised. patience for all of you in the room. I expect problems, not from you folks in the room, but I do expect some problems in voting in that. So please, patience. And with that, I'd actually like to open with a little song by Tina Turner. Rolling on the River, or better known as Proud Mary. You know, every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. But there's just one thing, you see. We never do nothing nice and easy. So hang on, folks. Members, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Resolution 63. The clerk will read the history and the title of the bill.
SR 63, introduced by Lang, a resolution of the Senate of the State of Montana concurring, confirming, and consenting to the appointments to the Board of Livestock made by the governor and submitted by written communication dated January 14, 2021 to the Senate.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Members of the committee, you now have before you Senate Resolution 63. What is your pleasure, Senator Lang?
Mr. Chairman, I move that the nomination transmitted by the governor be concurred in and confirmed by the Senate in accordance with Senate Resolution 63, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Lang.
This confirmation comes from the Senate Agriculture Committee. It's Mr. Gene Curry out of Valier, Montana, and Alan Redfield, the past legislature, lives in Livingston, Montana. These two are astute cattlemen. They know the industry. Alan has the privilege of living in the DSA, so he'll be very instrumental there. And if you all remember back when we base budgeted Department of Livestock about 6 years ago, Representative Redfield was one of the leaders on that. Please confirm Mr. Curry and Mr. Redfield.
Thank you, Senator Lang. Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Discussion on the resolution. Seeing no discussion, does the senator wish to close? Senator has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Lang that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration Senate Resolution 63, it recommends the same be adopted. As many in favor of the motion, please signify by voting aye. Those opposed, same vote no. Has everyone voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Oh, we'll catch him right after the vote. The clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 49 senators vote aye, 0 senators vote nay.
With 49 senators voting aye, 0 voting nay, Senate Resolution 63 has been adopted. Senator Smith.
Mr. Chairman, I got so involved in listening to you give us the information on Proud Mary that I forgot to ask that we pass on Senate Bill 190 for the day. I'm waiting for some amendments on that bill. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Without objection. Members of the Senate, you now have before you, for your consideration, Senate Resolution 65. The clerk will read the history and the title of the bill.
SR 65, introduced by Lang, a resolution of the Senate of the State of Montana concurring, confirming, and consenting to the appointment to the Board of Hail Insurance made by the governor and submitted by written communication dated January 14, 2021 to the Senate.
Are there any corrections to the history or
none,
title?
Mr. Chairman.
Members of the committee, you now have before you Senate Resolution 65. What is your pleasure, Senator Lang?
Mr. Chairman, I move that this nomination transmitted by the governor be concurred in and confirmed by the Senate in accordance with Senate Resolution 65, Mr. Chairman. Senate Agriculture brings before the Senate Mr. Bing Von Bergen from Moccasin, Montana, as a new member to the Montana Hail Board. Hail insurance is ran through the Department of Ag for some of the agriculture. And also Senate Agriculture wants to thank Mr. Gary Goulhan, who was on who was also nominated but was not picked, for his service of many years on that board, and now be replaced by Mr. Bing von Bergen, Mr. Chairman.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Discussion on the resolution. Seeing no discussion, the Senator has closed. Question now arises on the motion of Senator Lang that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration Senate Resolution 65, it recommend the same be adopted. As many in favor of the motion signify by voting aye, those opposed no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 49 senators vote aye, 0 senators vote nay.
With 49 senators voting aye, 0 voting nay, Senate Resolution 65 has been adopted. Members, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Resolution 66. The clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
SR 66, introduced by Lang, a resolution of the Senate of the State of Montana concurring, confirming, and consenting to the appointment to the Livestock Loss Board made by the Governor and submitted by written communication dated January 14, 2021 to the Senate.
Are there any corrections to the history or title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Members of the committee, you now have before you Senate Resolution 66. What is your pleasure, Senator Lang?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the nominations transmitted by the governor be concurred in and confirmed by the Senate in accordance with Senate Resolution 66, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Lang. Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Lang.
Another duty of the Senate Livestock Board Committee is to confirm the Livestock Loss Board. We've heard many laws or testimony come before this committee about Livestock Loss Board, but I'm very honored to nominate for confirmation Elaine Elstead, as she's from Big Timber, Montana, a very well known by Senator John Esp. Mr. Joseph Kipp, Browning, Montana, very involved. He's up on the front and the Livestock Board. Mr. Dave McEwen really supported him. And most of all, Doreen Gillespie. She has very involved with the Livestock Loss Board. She's married to a grizzly named Senator Butch Gillespie. So I appreciate your confirmation of these three people, Mr. Chairman and Senate.
Thank you, Senator Lang. Discussion on the resolution. Seeing none, not even from the grizzly section, would the Senator like to close?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I made a mistake there. Senator Gillespie is not a grizzly. He's a bobcat. Thank you.
Thank you for the correction. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Lang that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration Senate Resolution 66, it recommend the same be concurred or be adopted. As many in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote no. The clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 49 senators vote aye, 0 senators vote nay.
With 49 senators voting aye and 0 voting nay, Senate Resolution 66 has been adopted. Members, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Resolution 68. The clerk will read the history and the title of the bill.
SR 68, introduced by Lang, a resolution of the Senate State of Montana concurring, confirming, and consenting to the appointments to the Board of Milk Control made by the governor and submitted by written communication dated January 14th, 2021 to the Senate.
Are there any corrections to the history and the title bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Members of the committee, you now have before you Senate Resolution 68. What is your pleasure, Senator Lang?
Mr. Chairman, I move that the nominations transmitted by the governor be concurred in and confirmed by the Senate in accordance with Senate Resolution 68, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Lang.
Mr. Chairman and fellow committee members, we had a great hearing on this. This milk board is very well represented throughout the state, and we appreciate your support and a green light on this these confirmations, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Lang. Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Discussion on the resolution. Senator Heinbaugh.
I would, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to ask the sponsor for a question.
Senator Lang, do you yield?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I will, Senator Heinbaugh.
Would you, did you, I noticed that you didn't tell where everybody was from in this resolution. Could you go through that for us, please? And could you tell us where these, where all these towns are at?
You bet, Senator Heinbaugh. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would hope everybody in the room knows where Fairfield, Roundup, Miles City, and Billings and Glendive are. You know, the question I had for Mr. Heinbaugh a while ago was, where is Polaris? And I didn't know if that was a snowmobile manufacturing or a town, but thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Senator Heinbaugh.
Further discussion on the resolution? Seeing none. Senator Lang, would you care to close? Senator has closed. Question now arises on the motion of Senator Lang that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration Senate Resolution 68, it recommend the same be adopted. All those in favor of the motion, vote aye. Those opposed, no. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the vote. Who? The milkman.
Mr. Chairman, 49 senators vote aye, 0 senators vote nay.
With 49 senators voting aye, 0 voting nay, Senate Resolution 68 has been adopted. Members, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Resolution 70. The clerk will read the history and the title of the bill.
SR 70, introduced by Lang, a resolution of the Senate of the State of Montana concurring, confirming, and consenting to the appointments to the Board of Veterinary Medicine made by the Governor and submitted by written communication dated January 14th, 2021 to the Senate.
Are there any corrections to the history or title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Members of the committee, you now have before you Senate Resolution 70. What is your pleasure other than jumping up and down for the past five bills? Senator Lang.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Point of personal privilege. Thank you for that vote on the last on the milk board. That was all for the kids. Today, I move the nominations transmitted by the governor be concurred in and confirmed in the Senate in accordance with Senate Resolution 70, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Lang.
This is a confirmation of the Board of Veterinary Medicine. As in agriculture, I've learned a lot of respect this year, especially for DVMs. We see that behind their name in their office. But Mr. Paul McCann out of Havre, Montana, Katie Nelson out of Livingston, Katie Ryan out of Harlowtown, these are very astute veterinarians, and they are privileged that they can be on the Board of Veterinary Medicine. Please vote green.
Thank you, Senator Lang. Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion on the resolution? Seeing no discussion, Senator Lang, would you care to close? Senator has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Lang that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration Senate Resolution 70, it recommend the same do pass. All those in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 49 senators vote aye, 0 senators vote nay.
With 49 senators voting aye, 0 voting nay, Senate Resolution 70 has been adopted. Members of the committee, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Resolution 42. The clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
SR 42, introduced by Solomon, a resolution of the Senate of the State of Montana concurring, confirming, and consenting to the appointments to the Board of Regents of Higher Education made by the governor and submitted by written communication dated January 14th, 2021 to the Senate.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Members of the committee, you now have before you Senate Resolution 42. What is your pleasure, Senator Solomon?
Mr. Chairman, I move that when the nominations transmitted by the governor be concurred in and confirmed by the Senate in accordance with Senate Resolution 42.
Senator Solomon.
Mr. Chairman, there are two nominees here for the Board of Regents and quite impressive individuals. The first one is Amy Sexton out of Billings. She's a student at MSUB. She is the student regent. She serves a one-year term, and it makes you feel better for the future of our country when you interview people like this. She's what's termed a non-traditional student, and she's worked her way through college. And incredibly bright and full of energy, lots of good ideas. She's worked hard to get through college. She's into accounting and mathematics, and it was a real pleasure to have that hearing and interview that young lady. The other one's Todd Buchanan, a financial advisor and co-owner of Buchanan Capital, also from Billings, and he's got a background in securities industry, worked for several large firms, now runs his own. He's got a seven-year stint on the Board of Regents from 2007 to 2014. He's kept up with all the issues. Very bright individual who's going to do an excellent job, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Solomon. Are there amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion on the resolution? Seeing no discussion, the Senator has closed. Question now arises on the motion of Senator Solomon that when the committee does rise and report after having under consideration Senate Resolution 42, it recommend the same be adopted. As many in favor of the motion, please signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 49 senators vote aye, 0 senators vote nay.
With 49 senators voting aye and 0 senators voting nay, Senate Resolution 42 has been adopted. Members of the Senate, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Resolution 44. The clerk will read the history and the title of the resolution.
SR 44, introduced by Solomon, a resolution of the Senate of the State of Montana concurring, confirming, and consenting the appointment to the Board of Public Education made by the governor and submitted by written communication dated January 14, 2021 to the Senate.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Members of the committee, you now have before you Senate Resolution 44. What is your pleasure, Senator Solomon?
I move that the nomination transmitted by the governor be concurred in and confirmed by the Senate in accordance with SR 44.
Senator Solomon.
Mr. Chairman, we'll jump over to the Board of Public Education. A young lady named Susie Headland. She lives, I believe, near Townsend. She has a long career in education, starting as a teacher, as a principal, and now as a superintendent, has worked for the Office of Public Instruction also. Very qualified young lady, and it's a pleasure to bring her forth.
Thank you, Senator Solomon. Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Discussion on the resolution. Seeing no discussion on the resolution, Senator Solomon, you care to close? Senator has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Solomon that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration Senate Resolution 44, it recommend the same be adopted. As many in favor of the motion, please signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 49 senators vote aye, 0 senators vote nay.
With 49 senators voting aye and 0 voting nay, Senate Resolution 44 has been adopted. Members, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Resolution 73. The clerk will read the history and title of the resolution.
SR 73, introduced by Solomon, a resolution of the Senate of the State of Montana concurring, confirming, and consenting to the appointment to the Board of Regents of Higher Education made by the governor and submitted by written communication dated February 10th, 2021 to the Senate.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Members of the committee, you now have before you Senate Resolution 73. What is your pleasure, Senator Solomon?
Mr. Chairman, I move that the nomination transmitted by the governor be concurred in and confirmed by the Senate in accordance with Senate Resolution 73.
Senator Solomon.
Mr. Chairman, we'll go back to the Board of Regents. The nominee, Lauren Bau, he's an entrepreneur, an investor, fifth-generation background in farming and ranching in Montana. He was born and raised in Highwood, currently resides in Big Sky, graduated from Harvard. He has been a businessman all around the world, has a very, very broad background in a lot of different areas, brings great experience and maybe a different way to look at some things to the Board of Regents, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Solomon. Are there amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Discussion on the resolution. Seeing no discussion, the senator wished to close. Senator has closed. Question now arises on the motion of Senator Solomon that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration Senate Resolution 73, it recommend the same be adopted. As many in favor of the motion signify by voting aye, those opposed nay. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 49 senators vote aye, 0 senators vote nay.
With 49 senators voting aye, 0 voting nay, Senate Resolution 73 will be adopted. Members, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Resolution 56. The clerk will read the history and title of the resolution.
SR 56, introduced by Howard, a resolution of the Senate of the State of Montana concurring, confirming, and consenting to the appointment to the Board of Chiropractors made by the governor and submitted by written communication dated January 25th, 2021 to the Senate.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the resolution as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Members of the committee, you now have before you Senate Resolution 56. What is your pleasure, Senator Howard?
I move that the nomination transmitted by the governor be concurred in and confirmed by the Senate in accordance with SR 56.
Senator Howard.
The public health unanimously confirmed our Julie Murek from Conrad, Montana. And that's all.
Are there amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Discussion on the bill. Senator Gillespie.
Mr. Chair, members of the body, I definitely have to urge a green light on this one. She's the one that fixes me up when I get in trouble on the four-wheeler or on just general ranch life. So give her a green.
Thank you, Senator Gillespie. Further discussion on the resolution? Seeing none, does Senator Howard care to close? The senator has closed. Question now arises on the motion of Senator Howard that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration Senate Resolution 56, it recommends the same be adopted. All those in favor of the resolutions signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member care to change his or her vote? Clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 49 senators vote aye, 0 senators vote nay.
With 49 senators voting aye and 0 voting nay, Senate Resolution 56 has been adopted. Members, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Resolution 71. The clerk will read the history and title of the resolution.
SR 71, introduced by Howard, a resolution of the Senate of the State of Montana concurring, confirming, and consenting to the appointments to the Board of Alternative Healthcare, Behavior Health, Clinical Laboratory Science Practitioners, Dentistry, Hearing Aid Dispensers, Massage Therapy, Medical Examiners, Nursing, Nursing Home Administrators, Occupational Therapy, Practice Optometry, Pharmacy, Physical Therapy Examiners, Psychologists, Radiologic Technologists, Respiratory Care Practitioners, Sanitarians, and Speech Language Pathologists and Audiologists made by the governor and submitted by written communication dated January 14, 2021 to the Senate.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the resolution as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
come up for air, too.
Yeah, thank you.
Members of the committee, you now have before you Senate Resolution 71. What is your pleasure, Senator Howard?
I move that the numerous nominations transmitted by the governor be concurred in and confirmed by the Senate in accordance with SR 71.
Senator Howard.
After extensive review, Public Health voted to nominate all of these nominations. Thank you.
Are there amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Discussion on the resolution. Senator Heimbaugh.
Mr. Chairman, I'd just like to make a couple comments on some people that are on here. Stephanie Lear from Sydney is Representative Lear's wife, and over on the Board of Pharmacy, one of the kids that I coached is Tony King, and I'd really recommend him. He was brought up well.
Thank you, Senator Heimbaugh. Further discussion? The person behind the lamp, Senator Gross.
The lamp is very bright. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate the comments of the good senator from Weibo County, but these candidates didn't get extensive review in committee. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Further discussion on the resolution? Senator Howard, do you care to close?
Yes, we should all speak for ourselves, and you should all vote green.
Thank you, Senator Howard. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Howard that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration Senate Resolution 71, it recommend the same be adopted. As many in favor, vote aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 44 senators vote aye, 5 senators vote nay.
With 44 senators voting aye, 5 voting nay, Senate Resolution 71 has been adopted. Members of the committee, you now have before you, for your consideration, Senate Bill 207. The clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
Senate Bill 207, introduced by Pomakowski and others, a bill for an act entitled Act Revising Alcohol Laws Relating to Hourly Restrictions on Certain Off-Premises Consumption Sales, removing the restriction on retail off-premises sales between 2 a.m. and 8 a.m. relating to the sale of beer, table wine, or both in the original package, providing that certain retail licensees may not sell alcohol between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m., and amending section.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Members of the committee, you now have before you Senate Bill 207. What is your pleasure, Senator Pomakowski?
Mr. Chairman, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration Senate Bill 207, it recommend the same do pass, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Pomakowski.
Mr. Chairman and members, this bill makes one simple change. Currently, there is a restriction on the sale of alcoholic beverages from 2 a.m. to 8 a.m. This would change those hours from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. for retail sales only. It does not apply to bars and taverns. It does not apply to state agency liquor stores. But for retail sellers of beer and wine, like convenience stores or grocery stores, the hours would just be moved back 2 hours to 6 a.m. Members, I think this serves well our sporting community. For all of the early risers who want to get up and get on the rivers or lakes early, or to a favorite hunting spot, or to get out to recreate or hike before the heat of the day, people stop at convenience stores and buy their bags of ice and sandwiches and pop and beer to stock a cooler for later in the day. But if it's before 8 a.m. right now, they can't buy the beer. So if we move it back to 6, that I think that helps accommodate our sporting traditions. It also helps are early shoppers. A number of grocery stores offer early shopping hours to senior citizens or to our health conscious or cautious Montanans who then shop early and would like to buy everything all in one go, but they can't for alcohol purchases before 8 a.m. So this just moves the time back for retail sales for off-premises consumption. And I'd be grateful for your support and a vote of a due pass. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Are there amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Discussion on the bill. Seeing no discussion on the bill, would the Senator like to close?
Thank you, members. Do it for the sporting community. Thank you.
Question now arises on the motion of Senator Pomakowski that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration Senate Bill 207, it recommend the same do pass. As many in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote no. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the vote. McLafferty? Senator McLafferty?
Mr. Chairman, 38 senators vote aye, 11 senators vote nay.
With 38 senators voting aye, 11 voting nay, Senate Bill 207 has passed second reading. Members, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Bill 136. The clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
Senate Bill 136, introduced by Fitzpatrick, a bill for an act entitled an act clarifying the legal availability analysis for a permit and a change in water right, amending sections and providing an immediate effective date.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Sections.
Sections 1 through 3.
Members of the committee, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Bill 136. What is your pleasure, Senator Fitzpatrick?
Mr. Chairman, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration Senate Bill 136, it recommends the same do pass.
Senator Fitzpatrick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill clarifies the legal availability test for a new permit is determined when comparing the existing legal water right demands for the amount of water that's physically available. If water is physically available and beyond the existing legal water right demands, then water is available for new uses. All this bill does is it clarifies the intent of the legislature that the reference to existing legal demands in the code is limited to just that, existing legal demands for water. The reason is because there was a recent district court decision which ruled that legal demands includes other things beyond just the amount of water available, but includes things such as water quality, and that's never been the intent of the legislature with that statutory term. When this legislature wants to examine other factors, it uses those words in the code. This bill simply clarifies what has always been the intent of the legislature, that the term legal availability means just that. It means that water is available for use. So with that, I'd ask for your support.
Are there amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Discussion on the bill. Seeing no discussion on the bill, would the Senator care to close? The Senator has closed. Question now arises on the motion of Senator Fitzpatrick that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration Senate Bill 136, it recommend the same do pass. As many in favor of the motion, please signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote no. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 45 senators vote aye, 4 senators vote nay.
With 45 senators voting aye and 4 voting nay, Senate Bill 136 has passed second reading. Members of the committee, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Bill 60. The clerk will read the history and title of the bill.
Senate Bill 60, introduced by Flowers, a bill for an act entitled an act requiring trapper education for resident trappers, providing exceptions, providing instructor certification requirements, establishing the Trapper Education Committee, creating a separate fur bearer hunting license for residents who do not trap, standardizing references to the Hunter Safety and Education course, amending sections, and providing a delayed effective date.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Clerk will read the sections.
Sections 1 through 8.
Members of the committee, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Bill 60. What is your pleasure, Senator Flowers?
Mr. Chairman, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration Senate Bill 60, that it recommend the same do pass. Mr. Chairman.
Senator Flowers.
Mr. Chairman, Senator, Senate Bill 60 proposes to create a required trapper education course with instructor certification requirements and a separate fur bearer hunting license and a trapper education committee. This was a bill that came out of the Environmental Quality Council, and this is a bill that has been offered in several different forms over the last 14 years, and this, I think, finally gets us over the line on this. Many of you are familiar with the very successful longstanding hunter ed program in Montana that's administered through Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. My kids went through it. I'm sure many yours did as well. It really gave my kids, I know, a solid foundation for safe and ethical hunting behavior. Senate Bill 60 simply tries to create something similar for trapping that provide instruction for ethical and humane trapping. There are a couple of exceptions to who would be required to take hunter education. One would be if you can show evidence that you had a trapper's license for 3 previous years, you would not have to take the trapper education course. If you are trapping for the purpose of livestock or property protection, you would be exempt. Those that completed the advanced level of the youth trapper camp offered by the Montana Trappers Association would be also exempt. The course will be taught by experienced trappers and who will be volunteer instructors, similar to the program under hunter education. Among other things, they will teach best practices for trapping, equipment regulations, and avoidance of non-target species and trapping ethics. This will be taught in a classroom as well as hands-on field day instruction. The content of the course will be reviewed and updated as needed by a trapper education committee created by this act. Senate Bill 60 also creates a new, what they call a C4 license to hunt and harvest bobcats. You'll see lynx are also included in that, and wolverine. Those are obviously not hunted at this point, and they're just included if that became a possibility at some point down the road. The reason to create this new C4 license is under the current licensing system, someone who wanted to hunt and harvest a bobcat would get licensed by buying a trapper license or trapping license. So this calls that out as a separate actual hunting license. The bill has an effective date of March 2022, which will give FWP time to advertise and prepare for delivering this training. It'll take a while to line up all the educators and get them trained up to make this then available to trappers. Most of the cost of the program is going to come in the first year as supplies are purchased and trainers are trained up. And with that, I ask for a due pass on Senate Bill 60.
Thank you, Senator Flowers. Are there any amendments to the bill?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Discussion on the bill. Senator Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You know, I'll say that, you know, the amendments that we did put on this bill in committee, you know, they were vetted quite, you know, we went through them a lot, you know, and we made sure that everybody represented well. The Trappers Association was in support of the amendments that we put on, and it gets them good representation. So we're sure that we have good ethical trappers in the state. So I would encourage a green light.
Senator Heinbaugh.
Senator, I appreciate you recognize me, Mr. Chairman. Senator Vance told me to make it fast, so I better hurry and do that. So anyway, I've always had heartburn over having government licensed people to do everything, and so I resisted this bill for a long time. But the good sponsor of this bill was good to work with, and we got it to a point where we think we're in pretty good shape. So I'm going to be agreeing on it.
Thank you, Senator Heinbaugh. Further discussion, Senator Regeer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Question for the sponsor, if he yields.
Question for yield. Senator Flowers.
Mr. Chairman, Senator, could you fill me in? What is a Class C license? Is there a Class A, Class B? What is meant by Class C?
Thank you for the question. I can't give you a precise answer on what a Class C license. That's just the way it's labeled in the vernacular of licensing. And I'm sorry, I don't have a better answer, but that's all I can offer.
Further discussion? Seeing none, would the senator elect to close?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We've, as I said, considered this for the last 14 years, and I think it's long past time that we have a trapper education course, and I really hope that you will give this a green light. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Senator Flowers. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Flowers that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration Senate Bill 60, it recommend the same do pass. As many in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 39 senators vote aye, 10 senators vote nay.
With 39 senators voting aye, 10 voting nay, Senate Bill 60 has passed second reading. Members of the Senate, please be in order. Members, you have before you for your consideration Senate Joint Resolution 4. The clerk will read the history and title of the resolution.
SJR 4, introduced by Ellis, a joint resolution of the Senate and the House of Representatives of the State of Montana requesting an intern study on electioneering and requiring that the final results of the study be reported to the 68th legislature.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the resolution as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Members of the committee, you now have before you Senate Joint Resolution 4. What is your pleasure, Senator Ellis?
Mr. Chairman, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration Senate Joint Resolution 4, recommend the same do pass. Mr. Chairman.
Senator Ellis.
The state has protected this is a study resolution, and I assume it will go to State Administration and Veterans Affairs, the SAVA Interim Committee, if it gets voted on in high enough ranks. But the state has protected individuals who vote at polling places on election day from electioneering since 1977. They do this by prohibiting electioneering within a polling place and also within 100 feet of the entrance of the building where voting is taking place. This law helps protect voters attempting to vote from being intimidated by political campaigners. This statute has worked well, but now we need to consider updating it. As you are well aware, more and more people are using absentee ballots and registering for absentee voting. As a result, election offices around the state have set up courtesy voting booths in their offices during the period when absentee ballots can be returned. Individuals using these courtesy voting booths are not currently protected from electioneering, so they can be intimidated by political campaigners. what Senate Joint Resolution 4, there's three aspects to this study if it would pass. The first one is whether or not to update our electioneering protections for voters who vote absentee. Whether or not, the second thing is whether or not the term electioneering, which only occurs in rule, it's never been put in statute, whether it should go into statute and what that definition should be. And the last piece is how our restrictions on electioneering currently impact sign placement that may impact private property, and what, if anything, we need to do to change that.
Thank you, Senator Ellis. Are there any amendments to the resolution?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion on the motion? Seeing no discussion on the motion, Senator Ellis, would you care to close?
I close, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Ellis. The question now arises on Senator Ellis that when this committee does rise and report, after having under consideration Senate Joint Resolution 4, it recommend the same do pass. As many in favor of the motion, please signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote no. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 24 senators vote aye, 25 senators vote nay.
With 24 senators having voted aye and 25 senators voting no, Senate Joint Resolution 4 has failed. Senator Smith.
Mr. Chairman, I move to indefinitely postpone Senate Joint Resolution 4.
You've heard the motion. We'll go back to the board. All in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Opposed, vote no. Any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 30 senators vote aye, 19 senators vote nay.
With 30 senators voting aye, 19 nay, Senate Joint Resolution 4 has been indefinitely postponed. Members of the Senate, you have for your consideration Senate Joint Resolution 5. The clerk will read the history and title of the resolution.
SJR 5, introduced by Weber, a joint resolution of the Senate and the House of Representatives of the state of Montana urging the National Park Service to include Sacagawea on designation signs for the Lewis and Clark Trail.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the resolution as read?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Members of the committee, you now have before you Senate Joint Resolution 5. What is your pleasure, Senator Weber?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this body does rise and report after having under consideration SJ5, it recommend that the same do pass, Mr. Chair.
Senator Weber.
Let's see, Senate body, now this is a joint resolution that is to urge the National Park Service to include Sacagawea on the designation signs for the Lewis and Clark Trail. Okay, I want you to look up, especially you that are in the chambers, and there's a woman that's standing there with a cradle board on her back. Well, that's her. And if for all of us that have come from the House, we saw her every day when Charlie Russell, his fantastic mural in the House, and you'll see a woman standing there when they met the Flathead, and that's that priceless mural that we saw every day. That's her. Well, Sacagawea, and I'll say her name is, I was corrected. We always say Sacagawea, but I was corrected by the Hidatsa Mandan friend of mine, and they pronounce it Sacagawea. So Sacagawea was really an important member of the Lewis and Clark expedition, the Corps of Discovery. She was a young woman of courage, intelligence, and strength, and it was her skills as a healer, a guide, and an interpreter that was instrumental in the success of the Lewis and Clark expedition. A little about her. She was 16 when she guided the Core Discovery. She had traveled with the expedition thousands of miles from North Dakota to the Pacific Ocean. She helped to establish cultural contacts. She was a contributing factor in the expedition's knowledge of natural history in different regions. She was an herbalist. And and I can go on, but I think a lot of us really actually know her story. We were taught about her in grade school. But what I would like to do is urge Montana to have her included in the signage for the Lewis and Clark Trail as a contributing or a very important part of that expedition. I thought this was kind of nice when she was a voting member of the expedition after a while. When they got into Fort Clapsick in Oregon, the whale that they voted to go see this whale, and she was a voting member to say, yes, I want to go see this whale. Well, it's just like us seeing a UFO. You know, we've never, as Plains Indians, have never seen a whale. I saw my first whale not too long ago, and I was thoroughly amazed when I went to Washington. But that was kind of a cool, and I could imagine what she had gone through when she went there. On the return journey, Clark commented that the young woman informed me that she had been in this plane frequently and knew it well. She said that she would discover a gap in the mountains in our direction, and that was Gibson Pass. She also took them through the Yellowstone River Basin and what is now called the Bozeman Pass. So she was their guide. She knew the territory. And a lot of it goes through Montana. So I guess I would urge the body to help me get her name on the Lewis and Clark signage.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator Weber. Are there amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Discussion on the resolution. Seeing no discussion, does the senator wish to close? Whoops. Senator Cuff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Senator Weber. And those of us sitting on state administration, I think we were just about in awe as Senator Weber gave the full story to us. And what a remarkable story. Brings back memories of what we've read in history and in other books. But it's a terrific story, and I'm glad she brought it to us. I encourage a yes vote. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Cuff. Would you care to close, Senator Weber?
I close, Mr. Chair.
Question now arises on the motion of Senator Weber that when this committee does rise and report, after having under consideration Senate Joint Resolution 5, that recommend the same do pass. As many in favor of the motion signify by saying aye, voting aye, and those opposed vote no. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 41 senators vote aye, 8 senators vote nay.
With 41 senators voting aye, 8 senators voting nay, Senate Joint Resolution 5 has passed second reading. Senator Smith.
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee rise and report.
You've heard the motion of Senator Smith. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Motion has passed. The Senate will be in order. The Secretary will read the report.
Mr. President, we are committee. Mr. President, We, your committee of the whole, having had under consideration business on second reading, respectfully report as follows. Senate Bills 60, 136, and 207 passed. Senate Joint Resolution 5 passed. Senate Joint Resolution 4 indefinitely postponed. Senate Resolutions 42, 44, 56, 63, 65, 66, 68, 70, 71, and 73 adopted. Senate Bill 190 passed for the day.
Senator Kerry.
I move adoption of the Senate report.
Heard the motion.
Committee report.
Heard the motion, Senator Kerry, that the Committee of the Whole report be adopted. As many are in favor, signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Not the Secretary, record the vote.
Mr. President, 49 have voted yes, 0 have voted no.
49 senators haven't voted aye, and 0 senators haven't voted no. The Committee of the report has been adopted. Thank you, Senator Kerry. Order business number 8, third reading of bills.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 131, introduced by Solomon, a bill for an act entitled Provide Milk Price Forward Contracts.
Senate Bill 131, having been read through several times, question is shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor will vote yes, those opposed no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Senator Gauthier? Secretary, record the vote.
Mr. President, 49 have voted yes, 0 have voted no.
49 senators haven't voted aye, and 0 senators haven't voted no. The Senate Bill 131 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 157, introduced by Heinbaugh, a bill for an act entitled Allow Non-Public Students to Participate in Public School Extracurricular Activities.
Senate Bill 157, having been read through several times, question is shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting yes, those opposed no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the Secretary record the vote.
Mr. President, 32 have voted yes, 17 have voted no.
32 senators haven't voted aye, and 17 haven't voted no. Senate Bill 157 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 173, introduced by Howard, a bill for an act entitled Eliminate Continuing Emergency or Disaster Without Legislative Involvement.
Senate Bill 173, haven't been read through several times. Question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting yes, those opposed no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 31 have voted yes, 18 have voted no.
31 senators haven't voted aye, and 18 senators haven't voted no. Senate Bill 173 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 185, introduced by Howard, a bill for an act entitled Revised Governor's Emergency Powers.
Senate Bill 185, having been read through several times, question is shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting yes, those opposed no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 31 have voted yes, 18 have voted no.
31 senators haven't voted aye, and 18 senators haven't voted no. Senate Bill 185 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 205, introduced by Hoven, a bill for an act entitled Revised Name of State Tax Appeal Board.
Senate Bill 205, having been read through several times, question is shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor vote yes, those opposed no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Not the Secretary, record the vote.
Mr. President, 49 members have voted yes, 0 have voted no.
49 senators haven't voted aye, and 0 senators haven't voted no. Senate Bill 205 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 85, introduced by Cheetah, a bill for an act entitled Revised Utility Cost Tracking and Recovery Laws.
House Bill 85, having been read through several times, question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor, signify by yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 49 have voted yes, 0 have voted no.
49 senators haven't voted aye, and 0 senators haven't voted no. House Bill 85 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 94, introduced by Walsh, a bill for an act entitled Expand Loan Types and Montana Farmer Loan Repayment Assistance Program.
House Bill 94, having been read through several times, question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor vote yes, those opposed no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or vote? If not, Secretary, record the vote.
Mr. President, 47 have voted yes, 2 have voted no.
47 senators haven't voted aye, and 2 senators haven't voted no. House Bill 94 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 142, introduced by Kazmaier, a bill for an act entitled Generally Revised Hemp Laws.
House Bill 142, having been read through several times, question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting yes, those opposed no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 46 have voted yes, 3 have voted no.
46 senators haven't voted aye, and 3 senators haven't voted no. House Bill 142 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, House Bill 193, introduced by Patelis, a bill for an action title allow unlimited winnings for sports boards.
House Bill 193, having been read through several times, question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor will signify by voting aye, those opposed no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Not the Secretary, record the vote.
Mr. President, 34 have voted yes, 15 have voted no.
34 senators haven't voted aye, and 15 senators haven't voted no. House Bill 193 has passed the Senate.
That is all, Mr. President.
Order business number 9, motions. Senator Konar.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to move to indefinitely postpone Senate Bill 7, and I'm citing Rule 4090, which says a law may not be passed except by a bill. A bill may not be altered or amended on its passage through either House as to change its original purpose. Mr. Chair, I would appreciate a due pass on my indefinitely postponed motion. This was the energy tax credit that got amended heavily here on the floor, and it is not in the original or to the original purpose that came through our revenue interim committee, so I'd hope for a due pass on that.
Thank you, Senator Konar. This is a debatable motion as long as you stick to the motion, so I don't know if there is any discussion or not.
Mr. Chair, I would like to weigh in. This is Senator Hertz.
Senator Hertz.
Mr. President, members of the body, I think these amendments did fit within the title of the bill. The amendments just modified it slightly as to who can receive the credit, Mr. Chair.
So this will go to the board. So a yes vote will be to indefinitely postpone Senate Bill 7. I'm sorry, Senator Konar. Would you like to close on your motion?
I would. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And it modified it a lot. This the amendments that happened here on the House will affect thousands of Montanans. So I hope you will do a due pass on this.
So we'll go to the board. So a yes vote will be to indefinitely postpone Senate Bill 7. Those in favor of the motion will signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, record the vote.
Mr. President, 20 have voted yes, 29 have voted no.
20 senators haven't voted aye, and 29 senators haven't voted no. The motion fails. Is there any other motions? Seeing none. We'll go to order business number 12, announcements of committee meetings. Senator Aguirre.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Judiciary will not meet on Monday.
Senator Fitzpatrick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We'll have business and labor on Monday at 10 o'clock, room 422.
Senator Ankeny.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm just going to remind everybody that Sunday, the Petroleum Association will have its legislative brunch. It is in Jorgensen's, in the basement, in the banquet room down there. Had a lot of people ask me after yesterday, well, now, if it's going to be out at the country club, no. It's going to be in Jorgensen's downstairs in the banquet room, 10:30 till, I guess, till I run out of food. I don't know. I can't. It's not down there. So show up. Get fed. Bye.
Senator Howard.
Mr. President, Senate Public Health will meet at 3 p.m. on Monday, but earlier than that, probably 2:30 when we get off the floor, we will meet for executive action. Thank you.
Okay. Majority Leader Smith.
Mr. President, I move the Senate stand adjourned until the hour of 1 p.m. on February 22nd, the 37th legislative day.
Heard the motion of Majority Leader Smith. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The Senate will reconvene at 1 p.m. on February 22nd. Probably. Take a couple of